stop while all of these kids jump down.
Okay, hold on.
Praise the Lord. Not tomorrow. Not next week. Tell somebody right now.
Would you want to
It's time to praise.
What? Yeah.
Right now. Praise. How many God's men can do it for somebody?
Yes.
Right now.
All American veterans in all of our wars,
And we are more than happy to honor all of our armed service veterans here today. They deserve both recognition and honor. So if you are serving or have served in the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, amen, please stand.
Yeah,
I want to see you today. It says in the first verse, the first scripture says, thus says the Lord to his anointed. Everybody say anointed. Say it again. I put it up on the screen so I'll make sure I didn't forget to tell everybody to say anointed. Because guess what? Everybody in here is. Look at somebody, just encourage them right now and tell them you're anointed. Tell them you're anointed. To his anointed servant, whose right hand have opened. The Webster Dictionary defined the word anointed as someone chosen by divine selection. When God said his anointed, he is telling us that this is a divine selection. This was not just some out-of-the-blue prophecy that the prophets have dreamed up, but this had nothing to do with worldly appointments. Man can't appoint an anointed one. Man can't anoint you. Man cannot appoint you into an anointed position. Can I help somebody right here? Listen, it ain't about governing bodies. I don't care if you've been voted the president of the United States. That still don't mean you are anointed. Just like somebody voted you in, they can vote you out. But when God put the anointing on your life, can't nobody do nothing about the anointing in the fall on your life. They may not like you. They may not get with you. They may not be your friend. But they still can't do nothing about the anointing on your life. You gotta understand, God has told us that he has specifically selected one of my saints to carry out my will. This is a mission that must be accomplished by this individual. That this assignment is going forth to the man named Cyrus. And it will be him that glorify my name. It will be him that will praise his name. It will be him that give God glory. God is calling somebody here right now today to be like Cyrus. God has called you to take on an assignment, to fulfill an objective, to take on a challenge or a duty in the church, to be one that will glorify him when the job is done. You wonder why some people shout more than other folks after the job is done? Because God anointed them to do the job, so they give the glory back to the one who gave them the anointing to do the job in the first place. But too many times, we're like the children of Israel. We grumble at God's assignment. We quarrel with God over the task. We say, why me? I'm not ready for this. I can't do that stuff. I don't want to do this work. We question whether the revelation is truly from God. We question whether this is the divine selection. We question whether we are worthy to do the work. Then, just like the children of Israel, we are at odds with God. And God has to send somebody else anointed. God has to send someone to shake things up. God has to send someone of divine selection to walk into your life. Do you know what the text says about this? It says that to challenge God's purpose in your life is as absurd as a piece of pottery criticizing the potter who formed it. It's the potter that molds you. It's the potter that poured grace and mercy upon you. It's the potter that fine-tuned every spiritual channel on your dial so the reception of the word of God can come clearer and clearer every day. It is the potter that is moving you to the next level of your purpose and praise for God. It's the potter that is telling you that this is a divine selection. It is the potter who is pointing you in the direction that he's had ordained and purpose for your life. You've been walking down streets of doubt. But saints, let me tell you something. God still got your back. Right. I tell you, give him some praise. Can I tell you this? God will hold your hand through the flame. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Yeah. You see, God told Cyrus not only that he was his selected, but that he would hold hold his right hand and subdue nations before him. I know what you're thinking. What does that have to do with me?
Right.
Well, let me speak to the last issue first and the first issue last. First of all, everybody say subdue.
Subdue.
Yeah, yeah. When you subdue something, it means you have conquered it.
Right.
More than that, it means you have brought whatever your situation is into subjection.
Right.
More than that, it means that what you have brought into subjection, you have dominion over now.
Yeah.
In fact, when you subdue something, you own it.
Yeah.
It can't be taken away.
Right.
You conquered the situation. But that's just part of God's greatness. Because when God tells you, he will take you by the hand and put it in his hand. He says that he will go before you and make the crooked places straight for you. God is not just speaking figuratively about your situation or circumstances. God is telling you that something is about to happen in your life. God is telling you you're going to be a part of something miraculous. God is telling you that something big is about to take place in your life. That's why he got to take you by your hand. Because some of the places you're going in going to scare you and you don't feel like running. But God got to hold you in place. And let If I take them by the hand, I'm gonna walk with you, I'm gonna guide and direct you. When God takes you by the hand, he's guiding and directing your path. What do the Bible say? What do the Bible say in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6? He said this: trust in who? With all. And not lean to your own understanding in all our ways.
Thank you. continue to walk. God told Isaiah, he told that for Cyrus, that he would go before him and make the crooked places straight. Let's look at that a little bit closer. He said, I'll go before thee and make the crooked places straight. Then when something is crooked, it's usually not right. Can I get a witness? Tell him it ain't right. Amen, amen. You know what I mean. If something is crooked, it's usually just not right. If, I don't know if I got any golf players in here, but you can't play golf with a crooked club.
No, you're not.
Okay, I mean, I have no golfers in the house. How many putt-putt players do I have? You know you can't play no putt-putt with no crooked club, amen. Amen, you be hitting at the hole and just hit that way a little bit. You go to hit the ball off. No, no, you gotta have a straight club. So you can line that thing up.
How many?
Tired, by the first lady to see me. I got a towel and it's cooking. Come here, take it. Making sure it's straight. Amen. She don't want me walking around.
Expressway.
abundantly.
Yeah.
Oh, you can have a single hand. I tell you to just give God 2 seconds of praise. that angel said unto Satan, the Lord rebuked thee. He said, I have plucked this one out of the fire. I have made his crooked faces straight. I have turned the bad into good. His sins are no more. I've taken away his iniquity. These things were past. I clothed him with a change of dress. I've stepped in front of the situation. I have taken over the courtroom. I am the lawyer.
Stop running from your salvation.
scripture said God told Isaiah that this man Cyrus then would be his anointed. Cyrus was enlisted in God's army to restore God's people to the land, to rebuild the cities, and bring them back into a covenant relationship with God. Listen, Cyrus knew that God was real. Do I have any witnesses in here today that know that God is real? Look at somebody and tell them God is real. Tell them like you mean, tell them God is real.
God is real.
I don't want you to know that it's real because of what somebody told you. I want to know where the saints are who know that God is real for yourself. Because if you have to do it, you have to do it. You have to do it in your life. You have to show you what's different. He showed you a way of salvation. He made a way out of no way. Turn to a midnight in the day. Where the saints are that really know that God is made for you.
Thank you.
your back. Give the Lord a praise.